Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't see Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best. Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. Good to be on with you.
Now, Jerry, do you think you need to be working on your defense rather than talking with us right now?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we probably will get criticized if we aren't doing that. But goodness, I understand that perspective. We all get it. Let's just say what's going on here is we're not winning. We're not playing the way we want to be, the way I want to be, the way any of us want to be. And when you do that, then you check your whole card with everything you're doing. You check what you, where you spend your time, how you spend it. And that's what's going on here. It's no secret at all that for ever since I've been involved, my days are involved in a matter of speaking in many areas. I frankly don't know many people in football that don't have their days involved in different areas. To the degree is, of course, debatable. But you just this is called professional football to be to make a point. That means it takes money to make it all go. Money. And so that any time that I'm doing anything that's away from looking at a specific player and how he's playing defense, it has to do with the ladder. And ultimately, that ladder leads ultimately to the benefit of the Cowboys. Me sitting here talking on this phone with you, the visits that I'm having with our fans through you, that'll help score touchdowns because it ultimately involves in a way that makes it doable. And there's no, in the real world, Santa Claus does not put the tricycle on the Christmas tree. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You have to have juice to make it go. So I've always combined and never been I've been unabashed about it since the day I walked in. Every day, every time I can, I'm looking for ways to give advantages to the Dallas Cowboys. Anybody that says that I don't focus on the Cowboys is just living in the moment of frustration, and I get that, and I'm frustrated too. But I was going to say when I got on the phone with you this morning, I'm going to say, look, I know we've got a few little time here, but you know I need to be spending fixing that defense rather than I do visiting with you guys.
Absolutely.
But we're talking
absolutely
to some very important people. That's called our fans out here.
That's right. Now, seriously, Jerry, can you explain kind of the difference in the way you see how you run things as a GM as opposed to maybe other conventional ways out there?
Well, first of all, Do you remember the name Tex Ram?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Tex Ram is the only other GM that we've ever had. Now, he had a pretty good people around him. He had people like Gil Brandt. But Tex was the GM. And Tex picked some pretty good players himself, I know for a fact, from Gil as well as others. He picked Roger Staubach. So to start with a pretty good one right there. Certainly, Tex had a personnel director in Gil Brandt that was outstanding and very innovative. But Tex made the final call, and Tex made the ultimate decisions. And so that was a template that I stepped into when I bought the Cowboys. And so if you really want to know how it works, Tex spent quite a bit of time with League Matters to be trite. He was outstanding. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. But Tex also spent a lot of time with football. He had a lot of time with negotiation. Roger Staubach tells the story of standing outside his windows, jumping up and down and putting his face on the window because he wanted more money on his contract. So my point is, if you want to look at a template, really the Cowboys have never had a template that was done any differently. Now, I'm not trying to compare myself to Tex Ram as far as our ability is concerned. I'm just trying to say this is the way that it's always been done with the Cowboys. I'm a big believer that the more you have on the line, the more you have commitment, then the just the more you will stretch and do something that's special, above the norm. There's nobody in sports that's ever had more on the line when they make a decision than I have. Not only when I first got here, but I keep it pushed out like that. And there's always so much riding on us making a touchdown or us making the tackle or winning the game or having the season. Nobody puts more on the line than I do. That's a self-motivating thing.
So is it safe to assume then, like when you lay out that statement, that you would disagree with many Cowboys fans who think the goal is at times just to stay in the mix, to stay relevant and make money as opposed to take the next step and win that championship?
Yeah. Well, let's put it like this. The fact if you won a championship would enhance the latter first part of that statement. Championships are wonderful for increasing values and doing things like that, if you just wanted to look at it from that standpoint. Hmm. Now, nobody should ever, and I get it, and I do get this. When I first got involved, I have been very upfront, and I've said I'm going to be involved in everything there is that takes to put a player on the field and do a football game. That's been the way it's been for all these years. As it turned out, we needed to have a lot of other things happening to have the game that we have today, and I work at that. And I work at that all the time. You have to be able to, almost sometimes in the same 10 minutes, be able to switch over on phone calls and talk about a television contract or talk about Micah's contract or talk about what we might be doing out here in free agency today. Or at the same time, talk about having a great soccer event at the stadium. All of that is what pushes this ball forward.
Jerry, Dak did say that a trade definitely can help this team. Have any players mentioned that they would like to see a trade or two? And are there a handful of players on this team that might have that influence with the front office?
Yeah, except if not in Dak's case. But except if we're trading for a player that's going to take their job. I haven't had anybody come to the door to try to get that guy in the door.
And probably wouldn't there.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a player? In the...
Right. You make the point. You get the point. Mm-hmm. It's perspective. Now, by the way, you have to have that competition, and I'm not being trite, but the facts are that when you're getting advice or you're asking anybody's opinion, you need to know the perspective they're coming from. And just like I do, I have my biases.
How important, if you guys do make a move, if y'all do make a couple of trades, how important is it for the guy that you bring in to be able to hit the ground running and be an impact starter?
Well, if it's got anything to do with this season, at this juncture in the season, it's real important they hit the ground running. That's still not to say that you wouldn't make a trade for the potential future. Mingo was that type trade last year.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't anticipate him really getting in and in a very short time be able to come in here and help. But we like the value on a going forward basis.
Are you disappointed he still hasn't made that impact then?
Disappointed is not the word for it. But if you have to have an immediate result when you draft, or if you have to have an immediate result when you acquire a player, you would have cut short a lot of good players around here. They have to evolve. Tony Romo evolved. Tony Romo was here, and he was here weeks. He was here months. He was here years. And his biggest problem, I'll never forget, he looked me right in the eye before a game, and he said, "Mr. Jones, until you pay me some money, you're not going to be motivated to put me out on the field. So, no, I'm not going to do an incentive-based deal. I want some serious money on the table, and then I'll know you'll put me in the games, and I'll have a chance to compete." That's a quote. And when we finished with the talk, he left, and Bill and I, Parcells, were sitting there, and Bill jumped up and grabbed me and said, "We got us a quarterback, boy. Did you see him look you in the eye and tell you that?"
Is there any concern on your part that the Cowboys, they're 3-4-1, and the three wins are against teams that have a combined record of 6-18? I know a win is a win, but the wins have been against subpar competition thus far this year.
Well, do you want to take those wins off and make them losses because of who we played, or do you want to keep those wins?
If I'm being honest, if I can use the phrase now, not to be trite, there is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's part of me that kind of does, because I think building up draft assets for the future might be the better way to go based on this season.
Yeah, well, I'll put that over here. I'm noted, duly noted. Got your name out beside it. And I'll put that down as a recommendation on your part. And that's the way I operate.
Okay.
I talk to everybody involved that I talk to, and I listen to them, and then ultimately make a decision. Appreciate your input.
Absolutely. Along those lines, you know, you've talked about helping out the future of the team and the current of the team. Could you see a scenario going into the trade deadline where you would consider sending players out in a trade as opposed to bringing them in?
The focus on what you just said, sending good players, I'm going to assume, good
yes.
players out.
Yes.
Okay, no. I would consider keeping good players, sending lesser players out to bring good players in.
I'm satisfied with that.
Okay.
I'm satisfied with that answer for sure. Hey, we just saw the Dolphins GM Chris Greer and the Dolphins parted ways. What kind of benefit or challenge does that make if you try and work with them and negotiate a deal? Like, you want a couple of their players, and now you got a whole new voice that you're talking to.
Well, we've had three different defensive coordinators in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so while change creates a freshness or new ideas, you also pay the price of giving up continuity. And when you have a world like we have, where we sign players for long-term agreements, long-term being 3, 4, 5 years in a row, and you change the way they're coached or the philosophy of how to play a certain position, then you see what you get into. You get players that aren't in line with who you're bringing in as coach. So you bring in coaches that are aligned with the players you got under contract, or do you bring in coaches that will have you bring in other players that you don't have under contract? So change, really, continuity is an edge. It's an edge in terms of, but you've got a better chance if you've got continuity out there, if you like what you're doing at the time, the philosophy of the coach as to really technique, blocking, all the things that we do to play a football game.
Carly Irsay Gordon, co-owner of the Colts, is on the sideline wearing a headset, learning more about the game, her team. Do you admire that from her, or do you see it differently?
Yeah, SMU graduate, out there really involved in the team. I love it. Her granddad was one of the first people I met when I walked through the door in 1989. He was the host for the Chicago 11. That was the group of 11 owners that I got involved with. Why, I don't know, but I found that way in the room, and the rest of the league were going in a different direction with the commissioner. Pete Rozelle was leaving. Her granddad stepped up there and encouraged a group of us called the Chicago 11, and we went in a different direction. We ultimately end up having Tagliabue as the commissioner. So I've always related that family and that franchise to those experiences that I had when I first got involved in the NFL.
Now, as the team gets ready for Monday's game, obviously the Cowboys have been phenomenal offensively at home, scoring at least 40 points in all three home games this season. Have you noticed anything different between the offensive game plan and execution of these home games versus, you know, still having a solid but not spectacular offense on the road?
Yeah, communications are more difficult, and you got to do it with more signaling, more nuances. You've got to work around the noise on the road. They tune it up when you got the ball. And so that's why you have hand signals on the road, and you don't have to use them, and you can just communicate a lot about. A whole lot of our success has to do with Dak being able to set it up before he snaps the ball. They were continue trying to reduce that responsibility as much as they could, but still, Dak's so exceptional at getting everybody lined up and pointing out the nuances of the defense while he's reading it. And so all of that can get a little compromised when it's noisy. And so I'd say that's the biggest difference.
Jerry, I'm not a lot of people have been talking about this. I'm not sure if you know. Kyler Murray has never lost a game at AT&T Stadium. How do we stop Kyler Murray from getting another win on Monday night?
Well, he's a boy. He's a handful, and he has a he has some challenges that with his quickness and his just his athletic ability. No one respects him more than we do because of just that. He's played in the stadium a long time. So that's a challenge. But, boy, that's what happens. going way back. How do you stop Randy Moss? When Randy Moss wanted to show out because he's mad because I didn't draft him. But it's not uncommon for us to have a player that exceptionally has the talent to give you more problems than normal, or doesn't have the standard type things that you have to work for. He's so quick, such a great athlete, and just makes things happen on his own, and that's why he's been successful at that stadium.
Yeah, Jerry, Kevin and I got a lot of chances to watch him in high school because we were covering the high school beat at the time. Did you get to see him at high school? And if so, like, did you go, oh, that kid's going to the NFL?
I never saw him play in a high school game in person. Mm. But I saw the results of it and obviously the highlights. And then, of course, I got to see all you can possibly see of him when he came through the draft. And that can get into high school. And so, I'm very familiar with the way he plays football and the problems that he presents. And, of course, I saw him with that great career at Oklahoma. And all of that, yes, you see those exceptional players like that. When you do what we do, you see a lot of them.
Well, we appreciate the time. As always, best of luck on Monday, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Well, great, guys. You know where I ought to be when we spend 15 minutes away from trying to help that team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.